the Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Adam joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's going on, Adam?
I need a little help. I need to know if I'm wrong.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Well, tell us more.
I have this friend by the name of Eric, and this dude has become one of the most annoying people you will ever meet.
Oh, no.
Like, he constantly gives out medical advice as if he's a doctor. Like, you could walk up to him and say you have a cold, and this dude is just going to give you some random left field thing that we know has nothing to do with the cold.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, once he said, take some vitamin D, crush it up, mix it with ginger ale, and drink it, and that's going to help get rid of your cold. Like, how did that even work?
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. So he gives out random medical advice, but he's not a doctor.
Not a doctor, and he gives it out to any and everybody. It's like to the point where some of our other friends don't want to bring new people around them because they know the second they say anything is wrong with him, he's going to go in straight doctor mode.
You know, our producer Savannah kind of does that. Like, yeah. Every time you say something, she'll give you some random fact.
Totally.
Like, you know, if you do this, you're going to get weak bones. I'm like, what?
It's the worst. It drives us nuts.
All right, let's call. What's his name? I'm sorry.
Eric.
All right, let's call Eric and find out why he's straight doctor mode. You don't need the number. Let me just call him.
Hello?
Eric.
It is Eric.
Eric, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Eric, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Eric.
Oh, hey. What's up? Oh, yeah. What's up?
Listen, I had a question for you, buddy. My allergies are killing me. What should I do for that?
Well, why are you asking me? There's a lot of things you can do, actually.
Yeah. Well, we heard you're into, like, giving medical advice to people. We have your friend Adam on the phone, as a matter of fact.
What's going on, dude? What's up, dude? Oh, I had to call in to get some help with you. Like, you and your medical advice is driving everybody crazy.
Yeah.
Is this something that you realize you're doing?
What? I don't understand. I help people out? What? What?
Basically, Adam says that anytime you meet somebody or you talk to somebody and they have like a symptom, you give them some kind of diagnosis or some kind of treatment, and you're not a doctor, apparently.
No, I don't think I'm a doctor. I know some things that can help people out who have issues. Dude, you're going to kill somebody. Freaking Jillian hurt her back, and you told her she needed to lift heavier. Like, you're going to put her in a wheelchair. Dude, she wasn't lifting right. That's why. Listen, I know my body. I'm into the human body, okay? Is it a bad thing I like to help people? Come on.
It is if there's, like, the wrong advice.
But when you're giving them wrong stuff,
yeah,
you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's stuff that works. I'm not telling anything that I haven't either read or tried myself.
Where do you read all this stuff?
I read stuff online.
Oh, online. Okay, all right.
Some stuff myself.
Yeah, it's the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's right. I read online that if you have a headache, swallow a whole dead rat. And
exactly.
It'll clear right up. You'll have a stomach ache after that, but your head will be fine.
I'm reading it from established websites. Come on, guys. I've never heard... What is wrong with you, Adam?
Yeah.
No.
Eric, look, Adam says, you know, it's almost to the point where you don't want to bring new people around because you're always talking to them about, like, about their symptoms and how to fix them, and it's a little over the top.
I don't get it, Adam.
Like, he can't help himself.
I hurt anybody. What is your problem, dude?
Yeah.
Once again, Jillian, dude, if someone's back is hurt, you don't tell them to lift heavier. You may correct them how they live, but you don't say lift heavier.
No. But
you end up in a wheelchair, what are you going to do?
She wasn't lifting correctly. She was using her back, not her leg.
Okay. All right, so you're a personal trainer, too.
Okay, wow. You're so talented.
Common sense stuff.
Okay, all right. Hey, Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Hang tight. We're going to get some people to comment on this. You ever have one of those people in your lives that just thinks that they know everything, or they know how to fix everything? Or if you walk in and you say, oh my God, my allergies are killing me, or my back hurts, they have some kind of medical advice to give you, whether they're a doctor or not. Savannah's kind of our person.
She knows so many random things.
Totally random facts. Like really, really random stuff that you don't know where she gets it. Like, for example, Megan brought in her apple cider vinegar today.
Yeah, I did.
And Savannah talked about how it cleanses your esophageal tract or whatever.
I didn't say that.
What did you say, though?
I said it balances your stomach's pH. It's good for you in the morning. Fresh fruit is good for you in the morning.
Okay,
you balances, drink it with hot water.
Balances your stomach's pH. Who talks like that? Right?
Oh, definitely not me.
Right, I know.
That's for sure.
Megan's like, I'm going to get this because it's supposed to make me look pretty and be skinny.
Yeah.
And Savannah's like, oh, that's great. It balances your stomach's pH. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Why do I sound like that when I talk?
I don't know. Give us another random fact. What's another good thing?
I told you guys earlier that apples have arsenic in them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Here's another one.
There you go.
This is perfect. Tell us more about the apples.
Apple seeds have very small amounts of arsenic in them. Not enough to hurt you, but there is arsenic in the apple seeds. What else do you want to know, Mark?
So what happens?
Definitely eaten an apple seed.
You can eat the apple seed. Nothing's going to happen to you. But if you look at the chemical breakdown in the seed, there's... Oh my God, guys. It's like what happens when the chemical changes in the apple seed. There's like arsenic in there, and it's poisonous.
Actually work? Like,
yes.
Oh my God, how do you know this stuff?
Because how do you know all of that? Like, yeah. My brain doesn't have that much, like, room.
I don't know.
Well, there's not many cells left, Megan.
That's true.
That's why you keep killing them.
I just feel like you know so many, like, random things.
You really
do.
Every time something comes up, you know some random fact about it.
You're probably so good in trivia.
Yeah.
What do you know about? Let me ask you a question. What do you know about tomatoes?
They are fruit.
Right. That's it.
I know they're really good for like certain red foods or have really good qualities for your skin. Like I think whatever is in this tomatoes that makes them red is a good chemical for your body. But red dye is really bad for you.
Yeah. Well, any dye I feel like is not.
But
good.
Red dye specifically.
Why red dye specifically?
Red foods are good for you.
But okay, why red dye specifically?
Because the chemicals that they use to make red dye are like really, really bad for you to other colors.
This is exactly the kind of stuff we're talking about.
I feel like all dyes are terrible.
Well, yeah, Megan, anything not natural isn't good.
But the red ones are worse.
The red ones are the worst.
You've never heard that?
No.
Red 40 is like, gotta get it out.
What is red 40?
I don't drink red beer on St. Patrick's Day. I drink green beer.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start a new segment called Random Facts with Savannah.
We have to.
And she'll just randomly...
There's too many facts for the world to not know about them.
Yeah, really. She'll just spew something out and that'll be it.
She's just a walking, talking Google.
Oh my God. That sounds so annoying. Am I really that annoying?
Well, it depends on the day.
Anyway. Hey, listen. No, we got to go. 340-9595. 95.1. WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. So far, am I wrong today? We had a guy call in and say, look, my buddy always gives out medical advice. For whatever reason, he's just this like Wikipedia of medical knowledge, and he tells people all these mixtures of things to do or these weird exercises to do when they're not feeling well, and it's kind of annoying. And also, I think it's bad because he doesn't really know what he's talking about because he's not a doctor. And what if he gives somebody bad advice and they really hurt themselves? 340-9595. It reminded me of Savannah because she is also a walking knowledge of facts that she just spews out, you know, just like throws them like a flower girl throws petals at the wedding. That's the best example I could come up with. 340-9595. Heather, good morning. How are you? What do you want to say?
Hi, my name is Cassie. I'm calling to defend Cassie. Savannah and her random fact knowledge.
Wait a minute. We weren't attacking her.
No, we're...
But go ahead, defend her.
I grew up in Tennessee, and my mom... Where's the apple cider vinegar? You should ask Savannah about kombucha and start that.
Oh my God, kombucha.
Yeah, I mean, it's a probiotic. Like, we know. Like, I feel like that. Yeah. Like,
okay, well, but here's the difference. You and I, Megan, know it's a probiotic or it's good for you.
Right.
Savannah actually knows why it's good for you.
Well, I don't just like take things without looking them up. Yeah. I'm not just like taking things because people tell me to.
Right. But you also don't offer up that information to people like without them caring.
Right. That's true because right. I don't know.
But like the Red 40, that was a big one. So my mom, she grew up like we made homemade soap and because my mom was, I always say that she was hippie before it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, just so, like Savannah. She's hippie after it's cool. Hey, thank
you. I was like, how do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know, my mom.
That's great.
But that's probably so good for you, though.
Savannah, how do you know this stuff? Is it because of her mom?
Her mom? Or I don't know her mom, but no, it's not. I just.
You just know it.
Yeah, I just know.
Do you look at, I mean, do you look up facts on the internet?
Or not, do you just... I don't like Google, what can I learn today? But I just learn things. I like learning.
That's good.
That is good quality.
All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I don't know what you're doing here, but.
I know, you're really wasting your talents
she's
here.
She's like, well, I'm learning that this place sucks. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dan from Fernandina.
Hey, Dan from Fernandina, what'd you want to say?
So, when my wife and I were first married, we had that lady in our life that basically was like, oh, is your kid sick? Give him this. Do this. Don't go to the doctor. Give him apple cider vinegar. Give him coconut oil. And it helped us so much that now I have accidentally become that guy.
Oh, you've actually, oh, yeah.
So, I don't mean to, but I have this really great ability to retain kind of useless random information. So, but I also try to gauge, like, when people say, like, oh, I have an ear infection, and I start going off, when they start to glaze over, I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
And then I get all awkward and just go hide in the corner.
Savannah doesn't have that filter.
it comes with years of rejection and practice. And I mean,
oh, okay. So if we keep rejecting her every time she does it, she'll figure.
Be helpful. So that's the thing. Like, we're not trying to be know-it-alls, but.
Right.
You know, like, we just want to be helpful. We want you to have a good day.
No, that
is that true, Savannah?
We'll be annoying for it.
Couldn't said it better myself. I just want you to have a good day, guys. That's all.
That's so sweet. Thank you, guys, both of you. We really appreciate it.
You want us to think that you're smarter
Savannah,
than us.
Dan, that's awesome.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.